To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Well, that is the big news of the day. The Supreme Court ruled just today that the former President Donald Trump cannot be removed from the ballot by individual states, and that overturns the Colorado Supreme Court decision that found him ineligible, of course, under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the order, one of the interesting things about this order, it was issued just one day before more than a dozen states were to hold their primary elections. So joining us now to discuss is host of the Grassroots Truthcast and founder of GeneValentino.com. Gene, welcome back to State of the Nation. So Donald Trump reacted on his Truth Social, and he said in typical Trumpian fashion, in all caps lock, big win for America. What do you think?
I think the liberals are feeling fatigue. I honestly think they are in a quandary. Now, how are you going to attack a guy that keeps winning legally in a court of law, at the Supreme, at the court levels, and now the Supreme Court of the United States? Remember, guys, Colorado was only a 5-4 Supreme Court ruling at the state of Colorado level that authorized them to go forward with the notion of removing Trump from the Colorado ballot. Now you have a 9-0 ruling at the Supreme Court, as you gentlemen said minutes ago, telegraphing to the rest of the nation, stay out of the federal race, states. It's our jurisdiction, and it's one of the grave concerns I have in another constitutional amendment. Yes, there's one ballot, but there's the President of the United States, there's the Vice President of the United States, and then you have every other representative in this constitutional republic that comes out of the state and local levels. If the ballot is to include a president and a vice president, which are voted on by all of us throughout the nation, then the states have to stay away from any notion that they can initiate a removal of that candidate. And if that candidate was to be removed, it would be under Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, which wasn't even defined as applying to the president. It was to apply to congressmen and governors and representatives, but it doesn't specifically include the president and vice president of the United States. Therefore, hands off, states, get back to the business of balancing your budget locally and managing your governance and your constituents locally. The president of the United States has taken a slamming one time too many, and the Supreme Court, even Sotomayor and Kagan and Jackson, who are leaning more Republican guys, they think they had to go along with this unanimously as well. What message does that give you?
Yeah. You know, Gene, first of all, welcome back. It's always great to see your smiling face. I was watching, and Hesh and I have been kind of joking and lambasting the media and the left wing, who is absolutely apoplectic today on social media. Yeah. Jenna Griswold is the Secretary of State for Colorado, and you can tell she's freaking out because she went on MSNBC today and she said, shocked, I know, What the Supreme Court did today means that the American people have to decide what's best for the country. As if that was a shocker to her. She could not believe that it's going to be up. She said it will be up to the American people and the voters to save our democracy.
Yeah, it's, I was talking. Funny. Oh, it's hysterical. It'd be funnier if it wasn't so damn serious. But how many lawyers and justices do we have out there that should know better anyway? Look, I don't have the privilege of hating the person. If I hate the person, it takes away from my good judgment as to whether I think that person's a good person or not. On your point, Steve, you nailed it. You know, I was an elected official for 8 years, two four-year terms as a county commissioner, 350,000 people in my region. How do you make 100% of those people happy 100% of the time? Yes, I personally experienced hate. I felt the vitriol and the dislike of some people toward me individually. But that doesn't. But my only request to them was, look, I can't control whether you like me or hate me, but would you acknowledge I did a good job for you? Would you please vote for me again, whether you like me or not? Not because you like me or not, but because I got stuff done for you. Copy and paste that thinking, please, ladies and gentlemen, to Donald Trump and the 350 million people or so he's going to try to represent when he gets reelected. How do you make 100% of the people happy 100% of the time? It's impossible. But the Supreme Court, the third leg of our stool of government, of our constitutional republic, said without dispute that we are not looking at the personality of Donald Trump. We are looking at his legal entitlement, his right to be on the ballot in all 50 states. That message is going to ring clear with about 9 or 10 states that were pending a similar ruling, waiting for the Supreme Court to decide on this Colorado case. And thank God they did it today, because tomorrow's Super Tuesday and everyone's going to the ballot box, to the polls to vote. And I believe that it'll lend credence to the merits of how the people feel in the upcoming election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Gene, with that in mind, you know, finish us up with any expectations for Super Tuesday and what this trajectory may show us in the next 4 days or so.
Well, I'm very interested in, as you guys know, what's going on behind the scenes. It's not always what's in your face, but what motivated people to do that? I'm still bothered by Nikki Haley. I think there's going to be a resounding message tomorrow, and I hope Ms. Nikki Haley has the professionalism and the strength of character to step up and honor the winner of that primary, and to not do any more damage than she's already done to her potential future political career. This is a time where we as Americans need to coalesce, come together. And don't tell me about the Ukraine and Israeli borders until you focus on that southern border of ours, which Biden, it's in his face and he has so recklessly avoided. And let's readdress criminal wrongdoing in the Biden administration, if not by him alone, by his son and the cabal of 20 or 30 around him. You now have Jamie Raskin, you've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swallowhard Swalwell, who are just trying to get through Congress now, another move to remove Trump from the ballot. It's ridiculous. It's happening as we speak, and we need a constitutional amendment that pushes penalties on people who initiate such salacious wrongdoing with malice.
Yeah. You know, Gene, we got to roll, but I just wanted to mention this. When Trump was responding to the 9-0, he looked directly into the camera and he said, "President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your political opponent. Number two, President Biden, close the borders now." I thought he was measured in his response. I thought his response was spot on. And I thought his response made heads explode across the liberal progressive, you know,
yes,
universe. But go ahead.
Yeah, he showed a class act of measured professionalism. He showed leadership, authority, and grace. And I think what America needs is more of that in Donald Trump. And I think in this, Donald Trump learned a lot of lessons. And I think in the last term, I think what you're going to see now is a new measured president of the United States who's only got four more years to get a lot more done this time.
There you go. Gene Valentino, you can find him at genevalentino.com. Don't forget the Truthcast, the Grassroots Truthcast with Gene Valentino. Gene, we will see you very, very soon. And as always, God bless you and thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Bless you too, gentlemen. And take care, everybody.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. There he goes. That's Gene Valentino. You are watching State of the Nation on today's News Talk TNT.
Hey, friends, Gene Valentino. We just wrapped up another episode of Gene Valentino's Grassroots Truthcast. And our partner in crime on these wonderful episodes is a guy by the name of Mike Lindell. He's head of the family of MyPillow products. And we're talking today about my coffee. What a great refreshment after a long episode on the podcasts. The My Coffee, in this case, Maureen and I get the 100% Arabica. It's certified organic, non-GMO. We can get the light roast, the medium roast, or the heavy roast, dark roast. We get it in the beans, and then we grind it ourselves. But the most important thing to remember, you got to use the promo code GeneV, please. And that's on the MyPillow site. Go there, put your order in, or you can call it in, and they'll ship, of course, direct to you. No charge. Thanks.